Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, better known as The Vibe of Thrive. Joined here today with all of you, I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and I am happy for no reason because I had a chat with Marcy Shimoff today earlier on my Voice America show. And I wanted to just say to everybody, happy for no reason is like a juicy, juicy, juicy place to be. I want to give a shout out to some of our affiliate stations that have turned us in. Oh, that's going to be a little crazy. That are tuning us in and turning us on, all of our CBS affiliates in Detroit, Seattle, and the Boston area. Shout out for you, all of you, KKNW, of course. And I'm joined by my main man here. He's sitting here, Mr. Benny Mathers. He is so busy, his little fingers are going and all of that.
I do my best, Pat. Thank you.
I know. Are you so busy today?
Yes, actually. We had a pretty big last hour with our previous show.
Mr. Glenn.
Glenn Brooks, Vibrant Living Radio, yes.
And you've got like two machines running and you're
actually,
like...
Actually, I've got three and then three, one in the back.
Three and one running in the back and all of
better
that.
Better go catch it, right?
Now, where's our Valerie today?
She's just showed up. She's there.
Good. You're going to be busy today, girlfriend. I want to thank you all for joining us here today. Let me give you a little sneak preview of the lineup that we have for you. This first half hour is you and me. You and me. And Benny makes three. But then Valerie makes four. And that doesn't rhyme. So how would Eminem do that?
We could call him. But I don't have his number. So
can we do that?
I don't have his number.
Okay.
You'll have to work on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But why don't we call Lisa Smith Putnam? Because I think she managed a bunch of folks out there. So maybe she could give me some tips. And she's like the singer-rhymer person, which is cool. Lisa, by the way, is going to be hosting Seattle's first variety show. And we'll tell you lots about that. It's kind of exciting. I believe I've been invited on it. And so that ought to be a whole, new experience. But here's what we want to do. Happy for no reason was the topic this morning with Marcy. Love Marcy. She shared some insider information that I don't think she's ever shared on the show before. And it kind of fits in today with what we're doing. Robert Smith. I know him as Bob Smith. You know, the best kept secret in business marketing. We're going to talk to Bob about what he's learned and what every one of us should know. All of you out there that are listening to the show from your storefront, your entrepreneurs that are working out of your home. All of that, today's show with Bob is going to help you with that. Margaret McElroy is going to be joining us, so take down 1-800-930-2819. That is our toll-free number. We're going to be doing readings with Margaret, so fasten your seatbelt for that. And then Susan Tyler joining us. We are doing a phenomenal series with her. Stress, the six-letter word that could kill you. Yes. Now, what am I doing? I want to help you wash away your woes. I know. It sounds weird, doesn't it? But I want to help you wash away your woes. So for the first, up into the half hour today, I want you to be able to help me participate in creating a wash away the woes segment. So for all of you that call in that are ready to wash away your woes, you're going to get some of the Dr. Pat Lavender Soap. We're going to mail that to you. For those of you that have already received it, you know how juicy that is. And it's all organic, all naturally made. It is lavender. And we're going to be sending those of you that call in that want to help us create the environment of washing away those woes and sharing what's going on in your mind and creating that shift, as Marcy would say, changing your happiness set point. It's kind of like the metabolism thing. So if you're running a low happiness metabolism, metabolism. We want to punch it up a little bit for you. Give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you that call in and come on the air, we are giving you a bar, at least one bar of the Dr. Pat soap, lavender, all organic, absolutely juicy. Carol's going to be so busy mailing all those things out. 1-800-930-2819. And that's what we're doing for today. So I learned a couple of things. I learned a couple of things today in listening to Marcy. I said to Marcy, I said, look, you have attracted so many things in your life. And she shared how these happened. You'll be able to listen to the archive to hear the whole story. But I said to her, you know, people are like all over this idea of the law of attraction. And I hope all of you are still all over it, even though the movie The Secret did come out and point out what the law of attraction is. The bottom line to all of that is it has been a universal principle since like forever. And I wanted to remind us about that. But the book and the movie that came out, The Secret, really brought to the forefront that this is a concept, this is an energy, this is a vibration that anybody can have. Everyone kind of looked at the movie and thought, yeah, this is great. Some people thought it was wonderful. Other people thought it didn't do enough. The point was, is it caught the attention of so many people out there? Bottom line. That's what it did. So now we have millions of people talking about the law of attraction and had a taste of it. The question, though, is what do you do to keep that muscle pumped up? I mean, what are you going to do to make sure that you're practicing what you learned for a really, you know, for even for a short period of time? You know, what is it that you're going to be able to do so that you can continue to follow through and manifest the things that you want in your life? And so one of the things that she talked about was the relationship between the happiness set point, and that's Marcy's term, and the law of attraction. And we talked about a lot of different things. For example, I said to her, you know, a lot of times in my life, I've been in the doing for no reason. How many of you have been in the doing for no reason? And, you know, Marcy was like, wow, I really like that term. Well, and I said, I know a lot about it. I know what it means to be doing for no reason. You get up and you do. You're walking around. You have a to-do list. You're not quite sure why. And especially like for me, when I had that period of you know, having that job transition that actually changed my life for the better, you know, I was into the doing mode, cutting the grass when the grass wasn't growing. You all know what you now. Come on. I know you know what I'm talking about. But I had a whole list of things that I thought were seriously important until I was actually finding myself in school, which I then thought was important as well. But I still filled my time with doing for no reason. Doing. And so if you're doing for no reason, how is it that all of the information about your future and about what you truly want in life, how is that going to come in? You know, how is that going to squeak into your life? Well, you have to, at some point, get to the place of being for no reason. And that means being able to kind of sit down and be with yourself. And, you know, there's a song that I kind of grew up with, and we've been talking about songs on the show. And it's an old Billy Idol song, and it's Dancing with Myself. And I love that song. I don't know why I love that song growing up. But it really kind of reflects the things that we get to do with ourselves and how often we don't take the opportunity to do it. I don't know if you had a chance today to be for no reason. And I mean be for no reason. But if you haven't, take 5 minutes today and be. Turn off the radio, turn off whatever you're doing, and sit for 5 minutes and let the information come to you. Whatever the question is that you want an answer to, you've got to get to the place where you can take these be for no reason moments throughout your day. So we talked about that. And we talked about, and I asked Marcy, I said, okay, happy for no reason. What does that mean? You know, are people born simply born happy? You know, there's a statement where people say, you know what, I was born ready. There are some people that were born happy, but it's a really low percent. And I believe what she shared was, out of 100 stories in her book, Happy for No Reason, about 15 of them, I think she said, were actually happy all the time. They popped out happy and they stayed happy. And so their lives, from the vibration of happiness, was all about manifest, 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 and they're happy. Because that's the key to attracting what you want. It's not that you get it and then you become happy. You have to become happy. So anyone out there that's in sales right now, and I talked about this on my Tuesday night show, by the way, anybody out there that is in sales right now and you're feeling the gloom, the doom, the angst, you know, you're in a puddle of whatever it is you think you're in, you have to shift. You actually have to get happy now. You have to get happy and then expect the best. It's not like, let me close that deal. Let me make that sale. You know, let me go out into the world and open my storefront today and have people rush in and then I will be happy. When you put the key in the storefront of your prosperity circuit, you have to be putting that key in with a happy smile on your face. And so I want to be able to give out some of these Dr. Pat Lavender soap for those of you that would like to help and join us in washing away the woes. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 is the number. And we're going to be giving it away. Valerie is on the phone lines. Later on today, Margaret McElroy will be joining us, and she will be helping people, taking calls from all over the country for those folks that would actually like to do some work and find out where you're stuck. Susan Tyler is going to be joining us here so that we can get underneath that six-letter word that's killing us, stress. And my buddy Bob Smith is going to join us in a little bit because he wants all of you entrepreneurs out there to be at the top of your game. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Becky, how much weight have you lost since coming to Positive Changes?
I've lost 65 pounds.
How does that make you feel?
It put me back in control. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something to eat, I would take a couple bites and push the rest away.
Was it easy to lose the weight?
It was really easy. It made me make better food choices. I didn't give up anything. I think I will really keep this weight off forever.
How has losing the 65 pounds affected your health?
My cholesterol is lower. I'm off my blood pressure medication. My knees don't hurt anymore. My back doesn't hurt. I feel awesome.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300.
That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Are you preparing for extraterrestrial communication? Attend Star Talk on July 11th at the Maitreya Center in Redmond. Expanding right brain consciousness, we can begin to activate the celestial mind with direct experience of interstellar energies. From Parallel Universe Programs and Sandra Rodman, Star Talk, July 11th. Call 425-214-2926 or visit parallel-universe.us. When there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing all with myself. I'm dancing all with myself. I'm dancing all with myself. When we start to move,
ah, yeah. Dancing with myself. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You know, that has to be a representation of how I spent some of the early years of my life. If you think about it, most people, what's your, like, favorite song? Oh, my favorite song is, I don't know what it is, but I doubt whether it's Dancing with Myself. Okay, Many Days Alone. Well, not really. There was a bunch of us that used to dance to that song, but we were all dancing with ourselves. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joined by my Mr. Man next to me, Mr. Benny Mathers.
What's up across from you? That is officially, but you know,
I know.
It all works
You're
out
so
the same.
Preoccupied today.
Sorry, I'm just all over the place. It's a Thursday, right?
I was listening to Move in 92 this morning on the way in.
Uh-huh. Ladies room and all that.
They were talking about Morgan Freeman being in this relationship with his step-grandchild.
What?
Is that even true?
I've never heard of this.
The Inquirer put... Oh, wait. Valerie's like, yes.
No kidding. When was that released? Like a
when
day
was
or
that
so
released?
Ago or something like that?
Last week?
Wow.
Huh. Wow.
Hey, I don't know. Call it the 2000s or something. I don't know. I think it's kind of eerie.
It is definitely different. But you know what?
Actually, it's more creepy.
That's the Inquirer. Who knows what's right in there?
They've been right about some things.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. I'll come up
like
with something
what?
Like Rat the, Boy or something like that.
The two-headed alien from...
You know there's one out there. Oh, just, well. It's not official.
Yeah. I think they have been right about some stuff, but I think Coast to Coast, what's his face, George Nouri was first.
Well, it's funny. It's like they don't
first.
Really, yeah, they don't
first
really come out with the information. They just kind of like allude to a little bit of an idea, and then the media will grab onto that and then start digging up their own. So they don't see what I'm saying. So like, let's say I wear red socks, right? Well,
yes.
It's not official until someone's like, hey, you know, I think Benny wears red socks,
red socks,
but I'm not quite sure about it.
Right.
But now it's out there, and then the media will be like trying to catch me leaving my house and like somehow have
Do
a
you
huge...
wear red socks?
No, but I was just, well.
Do you
no,
have red socks
have
on
white,
today?
I have white socks on.
I have red toenails. Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, well, see,
I
knew there was red in the formula somewhere.
I don't know if we can do this on this
okay,
show.
You going to throw that leg up there? It's been since 69, right?
Okay, can you see the toes?
Yeah. Hey, I think
red.
The camera can pick that up.
Uh-oh.
That's why you did it. You know it was there. Don't be caught.
No, I don't like that. Get that camera
you
out of the way.
You know it was there.
Kind of forgot there for a minute, dude. Yeah, like everybody wants to see me strut my leg up on the top of the counter.
I don't think I have one of those songs. I need to pull one up.
You know what my favorite song is? We're going to be putting on the website what's in Dr. Pat's iPod. And I originally sent my list in. For the folks to put up on the website, and they said, "Do you really want us to put these songs up there?" And they and I got an email back, and they said, "What is Boom Boom Pow? What is that? Is that like a song? Boom Boom Pow?" And I said, "Oh my God, I love that song!" And they said, "What is that? Who sings that?" I said, "Are you serious? Black Eyed Peas, Fergie sing that song." They said, well, uh-oh, I love this song.
Gotta
Look
get
at Valerie.
Gotta get Valerie loves the song. She's going to start shaking her little booty.
I love it.
There.
It's Shake Your Booty.
Break it down there, Valerie. Boom, gotta get that. Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, 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 gotta get that.
Boom, 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 gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. That's a song. I mean, but the song goes, it's more than that. But that's the vibe of the song.
Yeah. Oh, this.
That hit the beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future.
I love that. And then Fergie kind of comes in and does, I don't know what she does, but she comes in and it doesn't even sound like her.
Late. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom, boom.
What the heck is she talking about?
That's a good question. I don't know.
We got to go over there to the ladies' room and find out. I just saw Monty in the hall with, you know, she's having a baby.
She's ready to pop here in like a couple weeks.
It's good. They're good. And we got to go. So do they even know what that song means?
Probably. Those kids, they're hip.
Valerie,
with it down
go
there.
Ask them what that song means. Okay, tell them we're talking about.
Just
we
look
know
it
what
up
that
online.
Song.
That'll be easier for you.
Oh, no. I wanted them
you
to.
You want to bring them down.
So that. So they said, well, wait a minute. You want us to really put that's in your iPod?
Yeah. It'll be in my iPod.
I said, okay, well, maybe let's try another song. So I go and, like, I send another song, right? And then, so the next song that I send is So What by Pink. And they said, okay, what does this song mean? So What? And, you know, and so I went down the list and so I love pop music. I really do. I don't love it all, but I really love, you know, I grew up with this. I grew up with Motown. I grew up with, you know, pop music. Definitely when you hear some of the Michael Jackson songs, it's like crazy. I knew how to do the dance steps in Thriller, in the video Thriller. You know the video?
Did you want to do it on camera?
No, I don't. My God. I have to kind of refresh. Look, there we go. She's got it.
Valerie,
she's doing
the rule.
And I remember, like, it was like the coolest thing to do.
It still is the coolest thing.
It is. It was. And, you know, it's like, okay, what are you doing at the party? Well, this is it. We're going to be doing Thriller. And so bring back the old days when we actually did things at party instead of hover. And so, anyway, so we're going to be putting on the website what's in Dr. Pat's iPod. And I said, you know, we have to be realistic with the listeners, not put out on the website what people think is in my iPod, but what really is in my iPod. What is it that I listen to, if anybody? So somebody emailed me back and they said, you know what? You know that song that you like by Pink? That's what we think about your iPod. So what? I was like, point well taken. Maybe we'll skip the whole what's in Dr. Pat's iPod. It's like, who cares what's in your iPod? I got over it. I wasn't completely offended by it. Do you have a favorite song? Or you're not a pop culture guy.
Well, of course I am.
Are you a pop? Are
sure.
You?
Yeah, I DJ on the side, so I'm quite current.
Are you?
I'm more into the hip hop scene than any, but I will, you know, lean over to the, you know, the pop culture type things.
Do we have like a favorite hip hop scene now in the top 10?
Well, T.I. is still kind of hot these days, even though he's spending a little bit of time behind bars.
I think Black Eyed Peas have number 1 and 2 spots.
Black Eyed Peas is still there. You know, they're kind of double genreing. You know, they're going back and forth between the two, so. Because, you know, you have the solo artists out of Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, I have to tell you that you and I disagree on this.
What?
But I think it is a beautiful song.
I know what she's going
to say. It is a beautiful song. And, I mean, I didn't expect her to be able to do a song like this. I really like this song. It took me a little while for it to grow on me. You know what I'm saying? But it grew on me. And is she singing it to Jay-Z, though? Is that what's happening? And it's a song called Halo, right? And I thought
it's Beyonce.
It is Beyonce. But honestly, when I first heard it, did you know it was Beyonce when you first heard it? I didn't.
Well, I
when
did. Do you think it sounds
like her?
Yeah, but I'm just not.
Oh, no, really?
I just got my own personal views about where she's come from.
What did she ever do to you? I mean, what did Beyonce ever do to you?
You're right.
That's what I don't understand.
You know, just the way
What is it? Like she got married to Jay-Z or what?
No, she capitalized the market so fast, and I just don't. People that do that just don't. I lose interest in them quickly.
It's the law of attraction.
Well, true, but
I mean, look what she attracted. Come on.
There's just a time factor, I think, that should be done in
what?
A certain
you
order.
Shouldn't go to stardom overnight?
No, because then people forget about you.
Wow.
Look at Madonna. She took how many years, and she's still putting out great music?
No, she didn't take years. She put that one holiday out there, that CD,
but she's still been in the limelight since then, though.
Well, so she reinvents herself, but that's what Beyonce is doing.
Nah.
Come on. She went from Crazy Legs, whatever that song was that she was doing. She's really moved across a genre, and now you've got a soft, beautiful soft song that I actually love.
I think it's more than just past music that I'm disagreeing with her life about.
Like, how are you? Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's all of the other stuff that she's doing. I just like, wherever you turn, it's Beyonce, 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 Beyonce.
Is that her, though, or is that the media?
She's choosing
the media.
Well,
you know, what they're doing. So I agree with you. They are capitalizing on her talent. That's what happens in media with the big channels. They capitalize on people's talent until they get tired of them, and then they move on to the next talent.
It must be a really good song because there's 36 million views. So,
of Halo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, and not just people like of that generation. This is a crossover song, right? I cry when I hear this song. You should dance with me.
I'm good.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula. ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.